Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I'm Dana White. I blog over at aslobcomesclean.com. That's where I share my personal deslobification process as I figure out ways to keep my own home under control. I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people, people who don't love cleaning and organizing. Thanks for joining me today. This is podcast number 142, and I think I'm going to call it Predicting the Future. Isn't that something we all wish we could do? Not really. Anyway, you know, there's tons of movies and books and all that where people, it didn't turn out that great. Anyway, but that's what I'm going to talk about in this podcast in regards to decluttering and how, for one thing, you know, that is the big wish that we have when we're decluttering. I just wish I could know if I'm ever going to need this in the future. So we're going to talk kind of about that mindset, but then also, you know, I did predict the future last weekend as I was decluttering in my own room. So kind of, you know, how it is possible to start to be better at predicting the future. Not perfect, but better. Okay, but before we get started, let me introduce you to our podcast sponsor for this episode, which is Prep Dish. Prep Dish is a, that's P-R-E-P-D-I-S-H, Prep Dish, is a healthy subscription-based meal planning service. Okay, I'm just going to kind of break that down a little bit. Healthy. When I say that, what I mean is every week you get a gluten-free plan and a paleo plan, okay? So, you know, if you have specific health needs or health desires, then those are things that will go along with that. The stuff is very, it's not your very ultra basic cooking. Okay. So it's like, if you're wanting to cook better, cook healthier, this is a great thing to try. Okay. The next part, subscription based. As long as you're a subscriber, you get an email with your meal plan, shopping list, and prep day plan every week. This is a great reminder. Okay. To get this email, if you're like me and you forget to go check in on things that you thought you were going to like, just be obsessive and do perfectly, getting that email is nice. And then the meal planning part of it, you know, okay, I've talked about this many, many times, that one of the most significant game changers in your kitchen or your budget, and honestly, it greatly affects how the whole house runs, is meal planning. You know, anything from as simple as jotting down a list of five of your easiest meals before you head to the store, just doing that alone will reduce your grocery budget. I know it's crazy. But just having an idea ahead of time, this though, let's talk about the word service, meaning it's done for you. And this is something, if you have so many times thought, I've got to do better. Sometimes a service, letting someone else do that for you, saying I'm willing to pay X amount of money for someone else to, you know, make these decisions for me and, you know, help me out in this way. There's value in that service. Okay. So just kind of want to break down, because I always say a healthy subscription-based meal planning service, what exactly that means. If you would like a free 2-week trial to see if this fits your family's lifestyle and needs, go to prepdish.com/aslobcomesclean, which is all lowercase, and sign up to get your free 2-week trial. Okay. All right. I will also link that in the show notes. All right. So we're talking about predicting the future, and I'm not sure how y'all feel about Harry Potter, but I have talked about it before, and I have read them all. I did not read them until my kids read them, and then I was like, Oh my word, I love these books. Anyway, but it cracks me up because at the school or whatever, the teacher who talks about, I don't know, what's it called? Predicting the future, whatever, is like the crazy person, you know, and the idea, and basically it's the most like everybody rolls their eyes at this thing because predicting the future is just not something that can be done. Period. It just can't be done. And it just cracks me up because it's like everybody makes fun of this class, this teacher, you know, anyway. But just because that idea of the reality is there is no way to predict the future. You know, I've talked before a lot about decluttering momentum and how the reason that I answered that question and started bringing it up basically at every speaking event, you know, I go ahead and answer the question because it was a question that I got every single time. And that was at the end of talking about decluttering and how to work through your stuff and how to, you know, make lots of progress in a little bit of time. I would always get the question, what about baby clothes if I don't know if I'm going to have more kids? Or what about teaching stuff? If I used to teach third grade, now I teach fifth, but you never know, I might teach third grade again. You know, what about this stuff that I might need in the future? And so my main advice for that is always start with the easy stuff. Leave that for the last thing that you declutter. Go ahead and declutter other areas of your home that don't wake you up in the middle of the night worrying about making the wrong decision. Okay. Go ahead and start throwing away trash. Go ahead and start, you know, going through your kids' clothes and getting rid of the stuff that's outgrown or, you know, whatever. Start with those easy things so that you don't have to, don't start with the thing that is completely and totally overwhelming. Okay. So that is the very basics. I have a whole long podcast on it and I talk about it a lot. It's in my book, How to Manage Your Home Without Losing Your Mind. But all that is, you know, the very basics of building up that decluttering momentum. But it really, you know, one of the things I say about those questions people give me is they're really asking what's going to happen to me in the future, which I definitely can't answer. They can't really answer. And that is the question that a lot of times people think they're answering. How do I know whether I'm going to need this in the future or not? But here's something to consider, okay? Sorry, y'all, but this is one of those areas of thought, one of those thought process things that kind of separates those people like me from those people who don't struggle with clutter. All right. If you've ever been like me and maybe had something either came up in a conversation or someone was trying to help you declutter and an object, you know, became a topic of conversation in this decluttering conversation that you were having, and you had the conversation where you said, well, I might need this because of blah, 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 whatever. And the person who doesn't struggle with clutter and that's why they think they're helping you or something looks at you and like just kind of tilts their head to the left and their eyes get really wide and they're like, you can tell that they're thinking inside their head, or maybe they say it out loud, wow, I never would have gone there with my brain. Okay, going there with our brains is kind of part of this whole issue, right? With clutter. I can think, if you want me to tell you, how could I possibly use this in the future? When might I possibly need this? Oh, I can rattle off like a list of 1,000 reasons and 1,000 times when I might possibly need that in the future. Can't guarantee any of it, but I can come up with the reasons for sure. Okay. That is just how my brain works. It's the creative brain. It's the thinking of every possibility brain. It's the always like, okay, well, you know what? I'd like to be prepared. It's that mindset of I need to be prepared for the random crazy ideas I might have in the future where I could actually use screw that's been completely stripped or whatever. I mean, that that can't be used to actually screw something in, but you know what? I might need that if I was ever making a, whatever. The frugal, those, I've talked a lot about my frugality and how my frugality directly affects this clutter issue that I've struggled with my whole life. You know, it's really hard for me to go, do I really want to get rid of this when if I needed it, I'd have to go out and buy a new one that might cost me $20 when I got this one at a garage sale for 75 cents. And, you know, and so it's, I've really had to shift my mindset in that a lot, which I've talked about a lot before. But those issues tend to be bigger issues for people like us who struggle with clutter. You know, I've said my little quote that I quoted myself on because I thought it was so good. People who don't struggle with clutter prefer living with regret over living with clutter. Okay. They're willing to accept that regret, or they don't even stop and predict that regret. Okay. So not trying to predict the future is very helpful in all of this. Okay. But I know that so many of us, that's just where our brains naturally go. And so I'm not saying, well, just stop trying to predict the future and then you'll be fine. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. Here's how you can actually go about changing this mindset. Okay. Experience is everything. I talked about momentum. Momentum comes from experience, also learning things. I mean, think about anything in your life. I mean, basically anything. The first day at a new job, the first day at a new school, the first day that your kid goes to a new school, the first day you go through the pickup line at that new school, whatever, anything that you do in life, the first time you do it is awkward and difficult and overwhelming. Okay. But if you do it more than that one time, it's less overwhelming every single time until you get to the point where you don't have to have the moment of trepidation anymore about, oh, I'm going to go sit in the car line at school. I mean, I do it however many times a week at however many different schools, and it doesn't stress me out because I've done it so many times before. I may not love it, but I've done it so many times in my motherhood life that it doesn't even, it's not something I have to gear up for or think through or whatever. I just have to make sure I remember to go. I did forget a child. I guess it was last week. I felt really bad. Anyway, I won't go on and on because he doesn't listen to the podcast. But honestly, I think that's about the only time I've ever forgotten a child. And this kid has been in school for 11 years. So that's a pretty decent record. I've been told one thing and then it was another thing. And then it just completely, I lost track of time. So,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I am so excited about my new digital picture frame from Aura. It is beautiful and it solves clutter problems. One frame that rotates, so it lets me display lots of photos. There's a new photo every 10 minutes. I am seriously delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. Mom, I hope you're not listening because you are also getting an Aura frame for Mother's Day. I am going to customize the gift by preloading photos onto the frame. There's a super simple app that I can share with the whole family so they can add photos to my mom's frame too, anytime from wherever they are around the globe. I used the Aura app and I had everything set up for my frame in 2 minutes. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, where am I on this? So getting that experience of going, having done it before, having known the way it's going to go, having known what you're going to feel, having known what it's like to have made a wrong decision, or, you know, how it is that you navigated through having made a wrong decision. All of those things make it easier every single time. So that experience is everything. So if you're thinking, but I'm overwhelmed at this point, let me just go through, you know, really going through things. So many things in your house, you're overwhelmed. Start out looking for trash. Even though you're sure it's all valuable. I have to do this myself. I'm pretty sure that's a big old pile of really, really daunting decisions that I'm going to have to make. But I'm going to go ahead and look for trash because I have to. I just have to. Go ahead and do that. Then when you find trash, it's like, oh, that was surprising, which makes me a little bit more willing to look for trash the next time. Now, when I tackle a decluttering project, because I will be tackling decluttering projects for the rest of my entire life. As I do that, I don't have the angst ahead of time. And that makes it so much easier, okay, to not have the worry and the angst. It's like, okay, what do I do first? Well, black trash bag. Okay, throw away trash. All right, well, okay, now next I move to this next step and to this next step and to this next step. And every time I do that, it just makes it easier the next time. And here's the thing. Once I get started and truly follow the steps, okay, which are steps that I made up. So however you want to declutter is fine. But, you know, my steps are trash first and then easy stuff, which means things that already have an established home somewhere, take them to their home, go through the decluttering does, like, why, you know, just go ahead and get rid of that stuff. Don't worry about asking questions. And then ask the two decluttering questions. Number one, if I was looking for this item, where would I look for it first? And then take it there right now. Okay. If you think I'm going too fast, I talk all through this in my book. I talk all through this in lots of other podcasts you can go look up. But as I do that, I see the progress, I gain confidence, it gets easier. But here's where the second decluttering question is the one that talks about the future, and practicing this question on my own clutter in my own house makes me able to predict the future in the future. Okay. And here's this question. Second decluttering question. If I can't answer the first one, if I was looking for this item, would I ever remember I had one? Okay. That's the just being willing to be honest with myself and accept the fact that this item would have sat in this drawer and I never would have looked for it if I actually needed one, because I would never have even thought that I already had one. So I'm going to get rid of it, because if I had actually needed it, I would have gone out and bought another one, and then I would have had two, and I don't need even more clutter in my home. So that, it was hard. It's a hard decluttering question. I've talked a lot about it, but practicing that on little random things in my house makes me then able to predict the future as I'm holding something that has newly come into my home and thinking, what should I do with this? Should I keep this or should I get rid of it? Okay. So, for example, just last weekend, I was decluttering in my own bedroom and I came across a really cute gift card box for an Amazon gift card that I won on my Swiffer trip that I did. So I did that. And I mean, I got this gift card from them and it came in a really cute little box. Like it was, you know, had a little orange bow on it and it was just neatly in there. And it was really cute. Totally, completely something I could use again. My first thought was, well, where would I look for this first? I would look for it in my gift stuff. But then as I was starting to walk that way, I realized, wait a minute, I don't think I would ever actually look for this. Even though, truly and honestly, I give Amazon gift cards on a pretty, you know, I mean, at least once a year, probably more often, I will give an Amazon gift card to somebody. So if I am going to give somebody an Amazon gift card, wouldn't it be great? I could just reuse this. I mean, it wasn't from a personal friend, and so they would never know that it was a regifted box. Okay. They would just think I was that cool that I actually thought to order the little box with it too. But as I started to walk it there, I just thought, you know what? I would probably not remember that I had this if I needed an Amazon gift card box. And here's the thing, it had to be Amazon because it actually says Amazon in like little, you know, it's black on black letters on the box itself. It's cute and everything, but it's specifically for an Amazon gift card. Can't be used for just any random one. So as I did that, I thought, you know what? I don't think that I would remember I had this. And so I was able to get rid of it and not even, like, it didn't even cause any pain or angst. And I know that that is a little small non-emotional example. But my point is, in the past, I would have kept it. Like it would not have even occurred to me to get rid of it, especially when I could answer the question, well, if I was looking for it, where would I look for it? Here. Except that I can now predict the future because I have decluttered so many similar type, not necessarily gift card boxes, but just similar types of really cool random things I might need in the future. I have decluttered so many things that fit that qualification over the past 4 years. You know, how many things have I come across and gone, yeah, I kept this because I thought, well, this is really cool and I might possibly need it in the future one day. I didn't remember that I had this. And because I've done that so much, I can look at something like that and go, I probably won't remember. And I don't have the emotional angst that honestly I would have had before because I'm thinking, but this is really cute. And it's something that if I happened to actually be going through my gift wrap box on the same, at the exact time that, and get to the part of it that had this in it, because it's going to fall to the bottom of that box, you know, if I actually was going through this looking for something to put a gift card in, I would be thrilled and proud of myself that I had this, an Amazon gift card, not just any gift card, but an Amazon one. As I did that, oh, wouldn't I be proud of myself? Okay. Except that I start going, well, realistically, I'm probably going to stick it in a greeting card. You know, I mean, that's most likely what I'm going to do instead of using it, you know, putting it in a special little box, because I don't actually go buy boxes like that usually, because that doesn't, you know, I mean, I'll just stick it in with the card that I'm going to do anyway. Anyway, because I'm thinking, well, that would just be clutter for someone else in the future. So that experience helps me identify other things in my home that I just look at and go, yeah, no, I've decluttered plenty of things that are kind of like this as far as, you know, the percentage of possibility that I'll ever need it in the future. I've decluttered enough of that stuff that, yeah, I can pretty much say I'll be fine without this. Okay. But also the idea of decluttering regret. decluttering regret is going to happen. It just is. And it honestly happens more on the things that I said, I didn't know I had this, because now once I need it, I actually do remember that I had it and then I decluttered it. Okay. So decluttering regret totally happens, but I live through it. And when I live through it on the small things like an Amazon gift card box, or I think I read a post one time about, you know, having first, I don't even remember why. I could go back and read the post. I don't even remember why, but the, like a soap dispenser that I'd gotten rid of. You know, stuff like that, needing it in the future and then going, yeah, it's really not that big of a deal that I don't have it anymore. I mean, it's not the end of the world that I had to go buy another one, or that I just used the, you know, soap dispenser that I bought on sale for 98 cents anyway, you know, that the stuff came in. It's not that big of a deal that I don't have a fancy soap dispenser. That kind of stuff, living through that also helps me predict the future and predicts that I'm going to be okay. And that's what it often ultimately comes down to, right? Is thinking, this is going to be the end. If I can't do this, if I do this wrong, it's going to ruin everything. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. I hope that was helpful at all. But before I go, a couple of things. Don't forget about Prep Dish. If you just want to try that service out, you can get your two-week free trial at prepdish.com/aslobcomesclean. And also, if you have ever looked at, I've posted about it before, last year. It's kind of one of those once-a-year things that, anyway, Grove Collaborative is a, it's a subscription thing as well. It's like healthy, like eco-friendly products for the home of all different kinds. They have skincare, they have cleaning products, they have all this kind of stuff. Anyway, right now they are running a pretty cool deal. It is not something that I personally have, as someone on Facebook made a really big deal about, and I'm so sorry that I offended them. But anyway, I still feel like it's valuable to let you know about. But basically what it is a set of cleaning concentrates. The cleaning concentrates have, let's see, they're, I think the value is $30. Okay, you do have to have a $20 purchase, and it is only for new members, okay, for new people at Grove Collaborative. Anyway, you can go find out what I'm talking about. The reason I'm telling you this, it ends on the 15th of October of 2017. So if you're listening to this later than that, go ahead and, you know, this is the end of the podcast for you. But if you are still around, it includes a 3-pack of all-purpose cleaner, glass cleaner, and tub and tile cleaner. And they are concentrates. So you add it to a glass spray bottle, which you get one of those included with your free set that you get with your $20 purchase. And then use microfiber cloths, which are included in the little free set too. Anyway, so it's just something if you've thought about that kind of stuff, go ahead and give this a try. I personally order from Grove on a consistent basis. Like, it's something where it's a subscription and they send you an email and say, hey, this is what's supposed to be coming to you this month. And you go in and you edit it for what you do and don't need. But the thing I get is, I love the lemon mint hand soap from Method. Like, that is my, that's like my scent that I'm loving lately. Anyway, because it's lemon mint, which I wouldn't have thought of putting those two together, but I really like it. So anyway, that's what I actually order. And so that's something you could look at if you're looking at what you wanted to order from there. But that's something I get consistently delivered to my house on a schedule, so that we always have it when we need it. Anyway, so that's the kind of service that this is. You can go to aslobcomesclean.com/grove if this is before the 15th of October, and check out the deal and how to get it. So anyway, thanks for joining me today, and I will talk to you guys next week.